When you see an accomplished dancer, you know there's probably been a dedicated teacher in his or her life, someone like Desiree Kramer. She's made the Aiea High School dance program into a community resource that continues to grow, and her students will combine modern, ballet, and African influences in the school's upcoming Ballet and Modern Dance Celebration 2013. She talked with us about the show.
Oh, this year we have an exciting program. It's Ballet and Modern Dance Celebration. Mm-hmm. This is our second year of doing the Ballet and Modern Dance Celebration because we have additional ballet classes. I'm teaching three ballet classes this school year, which is wonderful. And so half the program is excerpts from the Nutcracker Ballet, and the second half is modern dance, and it's exciting. And we have some, we have a guest student coming back who graduated last year. He's going to partner one of our seniors in the Sugar Plum Fairy, so we're pretty excited about this.
It must be pretty exciting for you to have students come back and move on into the world of dance, is it?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, we train them. He trained here at Aiea High dance program. And to see him go off and pursue a degree in dance is very, very exciting for me.
Is there a little bit of wistfulness in that, you know, of sort of sorry to see them go as they go? Do you feel a little bit of that?
They get into your heart. Mm-hmm. They get into your soul. And it's a sadness. You feel like you start all over again. And you train them for 4 years, and off they go, and they become a part of you. Yes, it's bittersweet,
yeah,
but lots of joy to see them progress and go on with their lives.
But I think it takes a certain type of approach to what you do to make that work as these cycles continue in your life, yeah?
Yes, I think so. And my aim is to reach the students through ballet and modern dance. And it's much needed in this community. As I said before, many of our students can't afford to take ballet class or modern dance class. And at Aiea High School, they get it for free. And we keep doing it every year, and the students are getting better and better. And the whole idea is just to strive for excellence. My whole dance philosophy is for students to see and what excellence looks like. And so that I'm really believe not everybody should get a trophy, but if they see what excellence look like, that they can strive for it. So that's what we work for at Aiea High Dance Program.
When you strive for excellence, and when young people in particular approach a serious craft like learning dance, you get into this whole thing of talent versus hard work. You know, how much. Sometimes I see students of music or dance worry about how much talent they bring to the table rather than seeing it as something that can be achieved through hard work. Where are you along that continuum, Desiree?
That's an interesting question. There are students who come with beautifully pointed feet, wild arched feet.
Mm-hmm.
They have the rotation in their hips, especially for ballet. You know, so they have some, they come with some assets there. And other students where they have to work at it. But it doesn't mean that they can't do well. They still can do well. And so I feel that hard work, that those rehearsals that you come in four times a week to work pays off. You can be how talented with what you have, with your body. You have the perfect body, so to say, but there's nothing like I call the perfect body in dance. But and if you don't work hard, it means nothing. And the audience will see it, and you will know it, your teacher will know it, and it's evident in your performance.
Have you seen students in the past who are almost kind of hindered by their talent in the sense of feeling that, well, this comes easily to me, so I don't have to work at it?
Not with my program. I haven't seen students.
They can't get away with that.
Yeah, they can't get away with that, no.
Good.
Not at all. Not with the Aiea High Dance Program and not with the dance company. They understand the criteria, and they understand that to produce an excellent show, they're going to have to rehearse, and rehearsals is part of anything when you're doing music or anything else or the arts. You have to rehearse. You have to go and work at it. And at work, you do it over and over and until it gets better and it improves, and you're never ready for it. It's never perfect. You're always working on it.
Well, and you know, part of that in an ensemble art is that for each individual, you have a strong obligation to your peers on stage with you, don't you?
Absolutely. And so that you know that if you miss a rehearsal, that's your obligation to learn what you missed, and you have to work extra hard. But we have a really very, very loving and compassionate a repertory dance company that's supportive of each other, and we don't have the problems that other people, extracurricular activities have in terms of nastiness or anything like that. Very supportive young people. I'm very, very proud of them because they will take out the time to help somebody, show them the movement phrases that they missed, and say, look, you missed this. Let me show it to you. So I'm blessed to be working with wonderful students.
Well, that's got to be extremely rewarding for you, Desiree.
Yes, it is. But believe me, it's hard.
Sure.
Yes, it is. Yes, you're right. It is. It is rewarding to me.
What's the origin of your? You have a sense of mission about this, and I'm just wondering where it came from, Desiree.
My growing up in South Africa, in Cape Town, South Africa. I studied dance from the age of seven. I went to performing arts school, studied ballet with a youth professional, Silverleaf Performing Arts, and ran my own dance school in Cape Town. And growing up under the apartheid era, believing that you had to be good at what you're doing, life was hard. And if you were going to go out there and compete, you had to be the best. And I think I got it from there, and I got it from my parents.
Well, that's about the best place to get it from, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Desiree, thanks very much for taking the time, and wish you all kinds of luck with your show.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tonight at 5, it's Bite Marks. Sorry, Desiree Kramer is the director of the IAIR High School Dance Program and the director of the IAIR Dance Repertory Dance Company. Her program's Ballet and Modern Dance Celebration 2013 runs the next three Saturdays, and details are at hpr2.org.